I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Chang.
And we're too damn young to be this damn confused.
I thought MCM was a new party drug.
I thought taking an L was a sex position.
Isn't Salt Bay a town on Long Island?
We don't know,
but we do care.
So we're talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
We are doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you.
Because let's face it,
you want to be less old too.
How to be less old!
Hi.
Oh, a male voice. What just happened, Emily? Just start off with a scare.
just to really blow you out of the water here. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
just to scare you.
Yeah.
Brian Safi.
God bless.
God bless America. You're here.
I'm here because of you.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm sorry if someone was not expecting me, but...
No, I was expecting you.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't know if they were, and I just wanted to give them a little thrill.
Can you imagine if you weren't expecting me?
I'm just
sitting here. I'm your co-host today.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Well... Emily is at family camp.
What does that mean?
It's a yearly thing that she's done with her parents, I think, and her brother and their family forever. So they go to some sort of camp, and it's activity-based.
So it's like trust falls, like that sort of?
Yeah, I think a lot of trust falls.
Yeah.
And rowing, probably, and like croquet
teamwork. Oh,
there's just a lot of activity.
Yeah.
Cocktails, I believe, are involved in family camp, although I could be wrong about that.
You know, it's not a bad idea to, like, get out your aggression on something else and then spend time with your family because then you probably enjoy it more versus, like, getting it out on them.
Instead of just, like, sitting around a table and, like, being passive aggressive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until it becomes aggressive.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So she does this every year. She has a 3-month-old baby. This is her second trip across the country with a brand spanking new child. And I am just like...
This is on the East Coast that they go?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine.
I don't understand how she's doing this, but God bless. And she is. And so here we are.
I can't, one of the scariest things that I can imagine for my life is having a child on a plane. Because I've never felt worse for those people because, you know, everyone obviously hates them and there's nothing they can do. I mean, they're sort of... It's awful.
It's hell for everybody.
It really is.
It is.
I can't imagine something more stressful.
I sat, this was a real situation. I was on a plane once with a screaming at the top of their lungs baby for a, you know, cross the country flight. And the father was deaf. Yeah, it's a tough one. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, it was a tough one because I was starting to like resent his deafness.
Sure, yeah.
And I was like, does he understand? He may not. He doesn't, probably, right?
Well, he does have eyes, right? So, like, he probably knew his child was upset.
But he may not know the effect it was having on me.
That's probably true. Were you screaming yourself?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Yeah, I was. And crying at the end and in fetal position.
He may not have heard you.
Like, I saw, we as a plane, we're struggling with the situation at hand. You know, there were whispers like, is it deaf?
Right. How is this happening?
Like, what, you know, anger for his disability was starting to rise.
If this child was truly a devil baby and just was able to manipulate its face to make it look like it was smiling so the dad didn't know it was, it was just screaming.
Worst thing I've ever imagined.
Yeah, it's not great.
So, Brian, I just want to brag about you for 1 second.
Oh, thank you. You
are the host of Throwing Shade along with Aaron Gibson.
Yes.
It's this hilarious podcast. It's political.
Thank you.
You guys are giving 2 points of view, a strong feminazi point of view and a LGBTQIA, which is yourself.
Yes, yeah.
Do you like that I put the QIA
Yeah. Okay. People don't always include it.
They don't always include it.
Yeah.
So you're welcome. And you guys are here on Earwolf
now. We're on Earwolf now. Yeah, just brand spanking new, just a couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh, that is so thrilling.
I know. I'm so happy to be here.
Really happy. Hopefully you will be getting my numbers up, which is what I'm looking forward to.
Listen, I bring the glory, the gold. Hard numbers.
Thank you.
Hard numbers.
Well, you guys translated your podcast into an actual television program.
Yeah.
You're throwing shade on TV land. Like, you are literally hosts of a late night show.
Yes. The world needed another one, so we were there to serve
it. We absolutely did. Yeah. And it's so funny, and I just am so impressed that you guys were able to, like, make that happen.
Yeah, it was, I mean, we definitely took the long road, you know, it took like a good 5-6 years to get
on television. You were trying that whole time?
No, we weren't, okay. To be fair, yeah. So a couple of years, I guess.
And
yeah.
What was the big breakthrough?
It was really just that we decided to put it, we decided to just make videos of it all, like we would record the podcast and film it and then cut that down to like 10 minutes and put it up on Funny or Die. And
oh, cool.
That's when we were like, oh, maybe this could be something visual. And in our heads, we were always like, oh, it would be so cool if it were just like a totally messed up morning show. But then, you know, late nights was sort of the way to go.
I love it. And yeah. TV Land was like, we need this.
Yeah.
Matt McConkie, Paul Scheer, and I have a little show on Comedy Central's Snapchat channel.
Yeah.
Called Unsend, which started as a live show, which you were in. Thank you.
Hysterical.
And your Unsend is going to be showing up on August 2nd.
Oh, great.
So anyone who has that Snapchat, please download it if you don't, and march yourself over to, and this is confusing, but find Comedy Central Snapchat. You have to swipe to the right.
Okay.
And then you see where the channel is.
Yeah.
I don't know what they really call them, but I'm going to call them channels.
I wish I could help you at all.
I know. You can also go to ComedyCentral.com and find it there, yeah. I believe. That's from what the blurb said. Sure. I believe you can find it on the website itself, which is where I'm going to be sending almost everyone I know.
Yeah, of course. 25 and under, go to Snapchat.
Yeah. And your Unsend is hilarious. You talk about having your ex-boyfriend, the boyfriend at the time had changed his status from in a relationship to it's complicated.
Yes.
And you lost your shite.
It was so indignified, acted like he had like sent a memo to like Variety about, like, I was like, this is humiliating that all my friends know before I do.
Yes.
Like, blah, blah, blah. And
you did a lot of all caps.
A lot of all caps screaming
at him.
Which even if you are, and I was not right about any of it, but even if you are right. All caps in an email makes you look
wrong.
Psychotic. Yeah.
You can't win with an all cap.
It makes you look crazy. Yeah.
I think in a joking way, you can all cap individual words depending on the situation.
Yes, in a joking
but
way.
You
that's
simply
right.
can't communicate in all caps.
You
look like you're someone's crazy aunt.
Yeah, you do.
You know, who doesn't know the internet.
All bad news needs to be on the phone.
Yeah.
I will never write any piece of bad news again.
Okay, so we have a really delightful guest coming in. Her name is Alan Morse. I'm going to directly read her blurb that I asked. I was like, oh, just send me, you know, what, a little bit about yourself. And this is so cute. I loved it. Okay. Alan Morse is an actor-writer recognizable from precisely 2 viral sketches from the sketch group Scotch Moses, as well as 3 years of riveting background work on Mad Men. She's also a former tenant of celebrity landlord and former guest Eden Scher, who was also in our Unsend Snapchat series. So look for her as well. Alan is going to come in. We're going to talk about revenge porn, which is a hot topic these days. You know, Blac Chyna and Rob have had quite a moment a few weeks ago. And we're going to dig into that. And maybe a little bit of Instagram fame. You know, she has some thoughts and ideas on the Insta.
Yeah.
So we'll bring her in.
How to be less old.
Alan Morse.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure. I'll take credit for this.
Yeah.
For booking
especially
this
Brian, who had a lot to do with getting me involved with this podcast.
And it's nice for you to just do, like, guest host and book the guest. I appreciate that.
No problem. I mean, yeah. It was a lot. It was a big ask.
Yeah, and bring the coffee. I mean, you are really a company man here at Earwolf.
Yeah, I
he
really
carried
am.
The coffee all the way up by himself in the elevator.
I did. The truth is I made Deanna do it. It wasn't very polite.
Alan, welcome.
Thank you.
A girl named Alan. I like this.
Yeah, it's a pretty weird one.
Spelled with a Y.
Yes.
Spelled, I love that.
It's hot. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I do, like, people will tell me they like my name and I'll say thank you. And then I'm like, well, I had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Well, how did your parents know to give you a cool name?
Well, my parents were like, they had come up with a bunch of other like androgynous-ish names.
And
like,
why is that?
I don't know. My mom was like pretty young. My mom was like 26 when she was pregnant with me. So she was like, cool.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I like my dad's an actor and my mom was like young. So it was like they were ready to give their kid a cool name.
Yeah.
And they came, there was like an Aaron, a Kyle. I was almost a Kirby.
Huh.
Wow.
Which would have been
strong.
Really?
Yeah. That's a
cool.
Yeah. What about Jordan? Was that ever a?
I actually don't think so, but I really like that name. Mm-hmm. I think that name's great. And then like the only other names that were in the mix were like, my mom really, this was a time where like the name Molly was very, very popular, but my mom was like, my kid can't be named Molly Morse. Like that just can't.
Right.
She like wasn't going to let that happen. And then they were in a Whole Foods, which at the time was called Mrs. Gooch's.
I knew this. What? Have you ever heard of this?
What's happening yeah. right now?
It was originally called Mrs. Gooch's.
Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Currently acquired by Amazon
yes.
was called Mrs. Gooch's?
Mrs. Gooch's.
Gooch's.
Yeah.
What the heck?
We would call it Gooch's. We would be like, hey, we're going to go to Gooch's. Do you guys need it? Like, that was just what
it
was.
And was it a chain at this point or one
yeah.
store? Wow. That was is there, a fun fact.
Was there a plaque for
I
her?
Think so.
Was there like a sketch of her? Do you
like
know what I mean?
Starbucks yeah. lady?
Like the
Starbucks
yes, exactly. Or like the grandma's cookies lady. Like yeah.
I don't think so, but that was definitely this like, is, that was a missed opportunity.
That's the name of this episode, guys.
Mrs. Gooch's. You're going to have to check yeah. the spelling because I don't. And I remember like getting into like junior high and bringing that up, and that was like a dirty word.
Gooch's?
Well, it rhymes with.
Yeah.
Gooch's.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking it sounded, I was like, is this an Italian slur? That's sort of that, what I was leaning, feeling.
It, yeah. It does feel wrong.
Yeah, it feels not right. And we don't know who we're offending, but like, somebody's getting offended.
Doesn't feel
yes.
right.
And like, even as a child, I like had a sense of that, but I never thought twice about it. And then I would talk about it later in life and people would be like, Mrs. Gundry. And then I was like, what?
Yeah.
So is Whole Foods in L.A.?
Austin.
Not now.
Austin.
It's based in Austin, but I think they took over or bought out, I think, stores like Gooch's and around the country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Claim them Gooch's.
Yeah.
Claim those Gooch's.
Okay. So I'm going to just ask you a couple of questions just so we can get to know you real
great.
Quick. Five quickies. There's no pressure here. Relax. Alan?
Relax. I can't, but I'll try.
Who's the coolest Instagrammer you follow?
Ooh. Oh, man. That I follow?
Ooh, yeah.
I've gotten really, really into Bella Thorne's Instagram recently.
Okay. She is someone who I don't – she's one of those people that, like, I don't know what or why, but I don't even know I could pick her out, but I know exactly who that is.
Same, first
yeah.
of all.
Yes.
Second of all, Emily said she was from Twilight. Is she?
No.
Okay, so we're so wrong about, like, again, we're confused. Yeah. Yeah. I know she's got a hot bod.
Oh, yeah, she's got a super hot bod. And I honestly, I was talking to someone about this last night. Like, I don't think she's like a Kylie who is like has the fake butt and the fake boobs. And I was like, I think she just like works hard on her body.
On her yeah. body.
And has these like tight abs and these like naturally really big boobs and like this like cute little butt. Like she's like, I think she, it's like all like real. Relatively real.
Relatively.
With her. I mean, sure. I don't know. Like,
no,
I
like
I
that
have to
though.
Leave room for like
for LA.
I,
yeah.
I am so naive about like plastic surgery and I can't tell when anyone's ever had yeah. work done and people will be like, they've had a nose job. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I can never tell.
Was she like a Pretty Little Liar or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, where do
like
we know her from?
She was a – I did a little digging because I realized I – all of a sudden she like popped up in my life and I didn't know anything about her. She was on a Nick or Disney show called Shake It Up.
Oh, wow.
With okay. Zendaya.
Feels like a really deep cut. You know, I mean, it's like she's in our lives to this level and well, she came from a Disney
and
show.
And not even one of the ones that I don't
not
think
even
was
like,
– name recognition.
Right.
Right.
Not
the Witches
even like
of
a
– Waverly. I don't, Wizards?
Which?
I don't, iCarly.
iCarly,
yeah. yeah. She wasn't yeah, even iCarly.
That's an easier one.
Yeah. yeah.
But she was like, yeah, she was on some show for like 6 years or some
okay,
amount of time. Zendaya.
Okay.
Okay.
Who is now, like, Zendaya is like legit.
Yeah,
I
like
feel
cover
like.
Of Vogue
like,
or something.
Yeah, like
Elle
she,
or something
and
I saw
she
her
seems,
on.
And she like is all like,
social
you know,
media.
Yeah.
Social warrior.
So I was going to say social media and social justice.
Social yeah. Justice warrior.
And that is not Bella Thorne's bag, and that's fine with me.
Right.
She seems cool being
hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
She does seem cool being hot.
Yeah.
And she has this whole, like, I truly was, like, I spent so much time being, like, but why is she suddenly, I want you guys to guess something for
okay.
me. Two things.
Oh, I love a quiz coming our
yeah,
way.
Yeah, I brought a little quiz. How many social media Instagram followers do you think she has?
I'm going to just – I'll shoot for the stars and say a million.
Okay.
Followers or she's following?
Followers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go higher.
Okay.
I'm going to say 1.5 million.
Bella Thorne has 15.6 million followers on Instagram.
And she came from Disney. And she on a came show nobody heard
from
of.
A teeny, tiny little show called Shake It Up that I have Shake. Never –
I mean, that's I an American, like, that's the American dream, you know?
Was she also recently dating someone very famous?
Well, she recently had that little fling with Scott Disick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I'm thinking. That was that like, is absolutely
which is
crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah.
But, like, I really have tried to, like, I've been doing a lot of, like, trying to, like, step into Bella Thorne's shoes and, like, understand
oh,
her
you.
Whole, like, yeah. thing recently.
Good, good, good. I'm happy you're spending your time well.
This is, yeah, this is what I spend the majority of my time doing. She, like, you know what? I tried to, she's 19.
Oh, my God.
Scott Disick is old.
Scott Disick is old. She's 19. She's, like, freshly an adult in this life.
Oh,
she's,
no.
like, now all of, she has 15 million Instagram followers. She's, like, that famous. And this, like, older rich guy, like, wanted to fuck her in the south of France. And she was, like, okay.
And is that what do you like about her Instagram post? Is it that she's unironic and
it's
and just
she's like she is like I do have some I can't luck. Help but like have some admiration for like any woman, young woman that like feels that she can be unabashedly vain.
Totally.
Like mm-hmm. I think that's like really like a great thing. And she I was looking at her Instagram last night and the first like, it's 90% pictures of her.
Yeah.
And then, like, every now sure. and then, like, a picture of her friend or, like, a promo for I watched her Netflix movie You Get Me last night also.
Oh. I don't know that.
Okay. I'll talk about that in a second. But she basically, she on this Instagram, it's like I clicked on this, like, one really cute picture of her. It looks like it was taken on, like, I can't remember exactly what picture it was, but it looked really, like, fairly wholesome and
okay.
sweet and cute and –
wow. Yeah, I'm
the
looking,
caption
looking
was
right
like,
now.
I almost – can I get my phone out and look for it?
Yeah, we have her
have
gram
it?
Up
can
over
I
here
yeah,
if you want to take
it.
A peek.
Yep.
Okay, because I took a screenshot of it.
You know what's so funny is looking at all those pictures of her, I still don't think I would pick her out. If like,
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
I
like
do.
She's beautiful, but like I looking at a million of those pictures, I still don't know if I were walking down the street if I would know who she was.
Well, the 19 of it all is shaking me to my
yeah,
core.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, I'm very – Scott Disick has to be mid-30s, late 30s? Yeah, mid – deep into his 30s.
Enough. Well, okay, so this is this, like, sweet picture of Bella Thorne, like,
sure.
taken at twilight.
By the way, honey, she has lip stuff happening. There's no, I mean, there's not, that's not definitely. What God does. That's not from nature.
And this is why I need
yeah.
other people to tell me these things, because I was watching this movie last
implants
night.
Implants or something.
I was watching this movie last night, and I was like, maybe those are just her natural lips.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm not kidding. I can't, no. like, I give everybody the benefit of the doubt when it comes to like
too much benefit.
Okay, the lips, but honestly, other than that, I don't think anything.
Okay.
So she has this, she posts this like normal photo of herself, and okay. the caption is, I'm sorry, the caption is, sweet as sugar, strawberry emoji. I promise, crown emoji. Do you guys prefer sweeter stuff or salty things? And she turned off the comments.
I don't understand. What?
What? The last part is really what
it's like,
makes me want to solve
what?
This murder.
Wait, can we have it one more
yes.
time? I mean, we have a whole show to get to, but let's
no, but like
hear
Bella
it again.
Thorne, like I could have probably like my own long-term podcast
sure.
about Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
Like, I think she's
okay,
fascinating.
Start it again, slowly.
Sweet as sugar.
Okay.
Strawberry emoji. Mm. I promise. Crown emoji.
Queen. I promise. Okay. Queen.
Do you guys prefer sweeter stuff or salty things?
Just comments off.
Comments.
Disabling
like
comments.
Like she asked the question. She asked a question and then turned them
disabled comments.
Off. I'm wondering if like people left a bunch of like
porno.
Yeah.
But I feel like they would do that on any post she
well,
made,
all
right?
All of her pictures are like she's really into the underboob too. She posts
right.
a lot of like – she also just like goes out wearing like see-through shirts so you can fully see her boobs, which is like – fine. Like,
sure,
I like live your life.
Yeah.
But she has this presence that is very like this is so porny to me.
Really?
Yeah, with the glasses and the hair.
Oh, I say like a character.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what? I just she has this whole vibe, which again, like
you're
fine. Like
yeah.
Great. But she also
does seem like she's having a great time.
But she also, I read this article. I watched all of Famous in Love, also that Freeform show that she was on. Highly recommend.
Wait, so she was on 10 out of 10. She was on a show.
She was on the show that was like very much like it was like a Gossip Girl OC type show about being this like she gets this. She's like the next Kristen Stewart in Twilight, basically on the show.
Oh, well, Emily was kind of right.
Yeah, okay. Not far.
But like. In the show.
No, I'm not. But still, Emily not, had like, vibes. Not enough. She had the right vibes.
Let her have it. Yes.
Just let Emily
She's
have
not
it.
Here. I don't have to let her
She's
have
in family
shit.
Camp. Just let her have it.
Yeah, that's...
With the baby.
But she, so whatever. But I read this interview about her where, like, there's this whole arc on the show where, like, her roommate, spoiler alert, her roommate is taking all these mysterious phone calls about this job she's working and she's getting a lot of money for it. And you're like, oh, God, her roommate's a prostitute and she's hiding it from Bella Thorne. That's intense to pay for college or whatever. And then they reveal it that she's just a topless maid. And you're like, oh, you kind of set me up to think she's a prostitute. Right. So it's like not that crazy that it's actually she's just like a topless maid. And like no one ever tries to like hurt her or anything. Like it's just like that's it. But Bella Thorne in this interview I was reading with her talked about how she made the writers rewrite a scene on the show because – Bella Thorne's character was being really judgmental to her friend about her being a topless maid. She was like, no, I want my character to be, like, supportive of her and just, like, make sure she's safe and to, like, let her know that, like, I'm not judgmental about it and, like, whatever. And I was like, Bella Thorne.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Okay. You know.
Cool lady.
A little bit of a cool lady.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could play I'll have you do this.
If you could pillage the closet of any young celeb, whose would it be? Whose style do you?
Young celeb?
She. Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to say Carol Radziwill.
Oh.
Carol Radziwill from New York.
Yeah.
I was going to say Carol Radziwill. That was like my first instinct.
Oh, I like
I
that.
Why.
I love it. Let's keep it moving.
Even the safari outfit?
No.
Okay.
Maybe not that. I can't stand for everything she wears,
sure.
But like in general.
Yeah, no, it's great. I literally just hit her up on her Instagram. I don't. She's
like
not.
Messaged her?
No, I mean, she's not following me. It was just on underneath a picture. I have been searching for this necklace she wears in her testimonials. I'm searched every which way. I'm like, Carol Radziwill beaded gold nugget. I've done it like every kind of combination to try to get at where she got right. this. And I just simply said, where did you get your necklace and your testimonial look?
Did
she I
respond?
Want it. No, of course she didn't okay. because okay. I'm just, who am I? Like, she
I
doesn't,
understand.
But I need to know. So I understand that. I like Carol's
I think
jam.
She has really good style.
Yeah.
I have to say, in a housewives world where not many of them
sure.
have good style.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think of her as being like, she's someone I want to dress.
She's
like.
Totally stylish.
She's not young.
No,
she's good to grow into, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that was my...
Bieber, Zayn Malik, or Ed Sheeran?
Bieber.
Okay.
Is Ed Sheeran effable?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I think Ed Sheeran... There's something really creepy to me about Ed Sheeran.
Go on.
I think... Well, first of all, do you know that he's literally covered in tattoos under his t-shirts?
What?
Look it up.
Like Dolly Parton.
What?
Like,
oh,
he
yeah, do you know
is
that
like,
she has like full sleeves? That's why she always wears long
oh,
sleeves.
Oh, I didn't know that about Dolly.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's like covered in tattoos.
What are Dolly Parton's tattoos?
Well, you never see them. There's like a couple pictures where like her long sleeve will like ride up a little and you can
and
see
it. And
you
can
it.
Kind of see
but
the
she's
like,
got, yeah, I know.
What a fucking the, boss
did you know
bitch.
That? Yeah.
You knew Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, on Dolly Parton, I'm like, that's great. With Ed Sheeran, I'm like, that's fucking disgusting. Like, I think
totally.
He's like, just like, there's something, I don't know.
Well, because he doesn't like, there is something about him that you're like, oh, I feel like those tattoos were a mistake on you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I feel like he's trying to, like, counter his, like, good guy thing by being like, but I'm still tough. And it's like, that's not your thing, though, Ed Sheeran. You can't.
But to be honest, from my point of view of your generation and younger and a little bit older, tattoos are no longer a symbol of being tough on any level. From what I can see with my eyes, they're just they're par for the like
expression.
People just get them and they're yeah exactly they're, it's fashionable. It's not really like when I was growing up, if somebody was like littered with tattoos, they were
bad news.
They were hardcore.
Yeah,
you know.
Right. Maybe I think because I'm like very focused on like I am very grateful that I did not listen to myself when I was like 18 and I was like I should get a Roman numeral tattoo. Like I didn't listen to that and I'm really grateful for
you didn't
that.
Didn't listen to that voice.
I didn't. And I've also been really afraid of like the pain of a tattoo.
Yeah.
So I think it's one thing when you have like a couple of tattoos that's not necessarily but Ed Sheeran is like covered.
Can I tell you what I think you're upset about?
Yeah.
And you tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
He's so white.
Like fit, literally
the color
like
of his skin, the translucence and with a red hair. I think you don't want to imagine ink on that level of white.
Okay.
You know what? Can I tell you something really?
I see where – that's interesting.
Okay, thank you.
I know, I can – I think you're right because it all of a sudden all becomes the same thing. I don't know what it
Something's
is.
Something's upsetting about
Colors
it.
Come through that maybe shouldn't.
Can I also tell you something?
Yeah.
My younger brother is a redhead with pale, pale white skin, and I'm probably just projecting how much I would hate if he got a bunch of tattoos on his sweet little
paleness. Bod. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Have you ever sent anything via text or Insta? And by the way, I'm just trying to get you as a guest on unsend that you immediately regretted and wish you could unsend.
Over Insta or text or over like
any email, Insta.
Email for sure.
What have you sent?
There's definitely like a lesson to be learned in this that I learned, and I hope others will glean from this as well. A couple years ago, I dated this guy for like a couple months. It was just like a couple months, but it was like intense.
Yeah.
It was really, really intense. It was like the kind of thing where like you have feelings for someone that literally make you feel like physically sick.
Yeah.
I like – Eden would be so mad that I was giving this person airtime. She hates this person so much. But it was really, really intense, and he very unceremoniously broke up with me between Christmas and New Year's.
Classic.
Ugh. And I was like, I had never been so heartbroken in my whole life. It took me like a really long time. I lost a bunch of weight. Like it was really, I slept with like a weed vape pen under my pillow.
Oh boy.
Because I was like so, I would like wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I was so sad. Like I watched all of Transparent and cried so much, which I would have anyway, but still it was just like, it was a tough time. But I did this one really cool thing, which is that I didn't contact him once.
That's right.
That's how to do it.
I didn't call him. I didn't text him. I did not fucking reach out to him at all. Until this is not the regrettable part. Okay. 5 or 6 months later, I wrote this like truly like a David Sedaris essay of an email to him. And he responded like a week later. And it was like the perfect response. And it should have just ended there.
Did you think it was a way back in?
Like, no, because it ended there. And then, like, 2 months later, I had been dating this guy that I'm still dating who's, like, the best. And I was, like, it was, like, a really good life decision at the time. And I don't know if you've ever done the thing where, like, you're making a bunch of really good life decisions and you're like, I'm going to make a bad one just to feel alive again.
Just like, to shake it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I need to do something that's going to be horribly self-destructive. And so I'm like, my life's going great. And I send him another email being like, literally like, so I have some questions. And none of them were like really intensely like about us, but they were just like little things like, I wanted to know, like, what he got me for Christmas that he never gave me. Or, like, I got him, like, a really nice Christmas present. And I was like, did you keep it? Like, did you throw it away? Like, what did you do with it?
Weird questions.
And all this really weird questions.
So did he respond?
Don't change a thing.
So he responded and basically was like, I don't think this is, like, a good direction to be going in. Like, if we're going to, whatever. That's and then I responded a little too heated. And he had told me he was in a band. And he had told me they, like, canceled all these, like, concerts, but he didn't tell me why. And I was like, so why'd they cancel your shows? And then he never responded to my email.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And it's fine now. This was a couple years ago. And my lesson was like, if you're gonna speak to an ex, be really measured about it and like really think about what you're gonna say before you do it. And don't respond emotionally in the moment. Because
never
like,
be the last person to respond.
And I was trying to avoid that so desperately. Yeah, and it took like tough. A month before I surrendered that, like, yeah, he's not. It's done.
It's never happening.
And it's fine because I didn't even want to get back together with him. I just wanted to like win.
Yeah.
100%.
And I had one and I lost it.
He lost. Yes.
And I lost it. But other than that, I don't have many.
Well, that's a good one. Okay. So let's take a little break.
Great.
And then we are going to come back and talk about Robin China and revenge porn. Okay.
Okay.
Love it.
How to be less old.
Hey, do you like movies? Do you like arguing? Do you like movies and then arguing about them with like people or strangers on the internet or Twitter or whatever? I am Amy Nicholson and I am the host of the show The Canon, where every week we debate whether or not a film deserves to be anointed into the canon of all-time classic flicks. If you want to weigh in, listen to the show. See you there.
How to be less old.
Okay, so So we're back with Brian Safi and Alan Morse. And we're going to talk about something that happened. There was an explosion on the Insta and the Twitter. Rob Kardashian, China. We all know what went down. I missed it in the moment, which is always sad to me.
Like, I did too.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Everything had already sort of been shut down by the time I got to it.
So then you're like Googling and finding screen grabs. It's not the way you want to do this. It's not how you want to go.
I caught half of it in real, because I didn't catch the Instagram of it all in real time, but I did. He did it again on Twitter a few hours later.
Right. Yeah.
And my best friend called me and was like,
get on the internet.
And I was like,
I got a few texts like that too. Yeah. Like, you have to go on Rob Kardashian. As if it were like the OJ car chase. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was like, grab a bottle of wine, sit down.
A Kardashian is melting.
Exactly. The amount of OJ comparisons I have made with people and talking about this is like, probably inaccurate.
I'm going to, like, I know this isn't the route we're going, but I am going to read a friend of mine, Deja. Her Instagram handle is unsurpassed3d. I have to read what she posted because it made me pee.
Okay.
She said, on this day in Black history, I would like to recognize Angela Renee White, a.k.a. Black China. She is the first African-American to successfully finesse a Kardashian and not get trapped in the Kardashian curse. She finessed a Kardashian out of his Time Money TV show and secured an 18-year 216-month guaranteed paycheck from once again a Kardashian. Sisters, we applaud you for doing what Lamar, Reggie, Chris Humphries, O.J. Simpson, Kanye, and even your first baby daddy could not do. And then a lot of Black Fist, like, emojis, Black Panther Fist emojis up, which I just—
I love it.
First of all, I've seen the word finessed a lot.
That's in good.
And it's so
it's
good.
Really good.
It is good.
To finesse somebody out of stuff. Finesse them out of jewelry.
Yeah.
Finesse them
so
out of money.
It's so gentle.
Very seductive. It's totally.
Ooh, sexy.
It's
I'm like,
so good.
That's going into the lexicon immediately because that's an important word
it is.
To describe what happened.
I only remember it as a shampoo, but this
it's
definitely
so much
is.
Better.
It's so much better.
It's new now. Yeah.
So thank you, Deja, for that.
Thank you, Deja. That's that
important.
Was amazing.
But what – so – In terms of the, in a darker note, I think right now she has lawyered up.
With the Lisa Bloom.
Not the Lisa Bloom.
Yeah.
Wait, you're right, the Lisa Bloom.
The Lisa Bloom, yeah.
And you knew of her before?
I knew of her before. I'm a person who knows these things.
Okay.
I don't know her. What is
Lisa
she?
Lisa Bloom, she represented Misha Barton in the revenge porn case she just had.
Oh.
She represented Kathy Griffin with that whole stupid
I know exactly
Trump
who she
thing.
Is, but she did the press conference.
Which I hated. But, like, she's, like, a high-powered – she works for women. She, like, is a bit – I think she might have worked for, like, Angelina – no, maybe not. I don't know if I'm
but
right
no,
about
those
that.
Are great examples.
But, like, she's, like, a high-powered, like – sexual violence attorney, that's not the right terminology, but like that's like vaguely what she does. And I don't know if she went to China and was like, hey, or if China was like, I know who I'm going to, but it feels right that this is like what's happening.
When I was looking in the Instagram comments, which is all I was left with I was just trying to find what I could find.
Right.
I mean, people were going crazy. So a lot of people were, like, saying he has all those sisters and none of them went and hit, you know, like, fucked her up, Black China, which I was like, that's interesting. Like, as a sister, yeah, I could maybe, but it's like, I'm not thinking, like, let me go beat up someone who's wronged my sibling.
No, especially when, like, and I don't watch the show. It's so funny, though, how – and this isn't a brilliant point, but it's so funny how much you can keep up with the Kardashians
without
even trying.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that they have always sort of found him to be like a lost cause, mm-hmm. right? So I don't even know how connected they all are.
True.
Yeah.
True. And I think – but some down really deep, someone was like, this is revenge porn.
Yeah.
That's what it's categorized as, guys. Like, this is illegal. He can't because he posted completely naked pictures of her.
I saw them.
Butt, boob, vagina.
Vagina.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Horrifying. And this is my like tiny little Kardashian soapbox I'm going to step on for just one teeny tiny second. China and Rob are fucking insane.
Right.
They're both like, I don't think that China is like the victim of all of this stuff. I think she like, I feel like Black China like is Joanne the Scammer. Like, I feel like she was just, like, fully, like, finesse, scam.
Right.
Like, she conned the shit out of the Kardashians.
And didn't keep that under, you know what I mean? Like, under wraps. Like, I feel like.
It was pretty obvious. Yeah. Like, from the very beginning, it all happened when all this, like, Kylie Tyga stuff was happening. And, like.
Yeah, that doesn't happen by accident.
No.
You know?
And it's, like, no one was dumb enough to, except for Rob, to think that this was, like, a very genuine love connection and that it was like forever and like whatever. And they broke up all the time during their engagement. Rob also referred to himself as her husband a lot in these posts, and they were never married, which I found a weird detail. But they're nuts. Like, they're
and I mean, for, you know, what he did was so wrong. And maybe she had the wherewithal to be like, he will post these shots I sent. So it seems like she sent him naked pictures. Mm-hmm. On a Thursday, let's say, that evening she sent him a picture of him, of her and another man in their bed.
Surely.
Making out. And that's when he lost his mind.
Fair.
I mean, that's a trigger. He did not do the right thing by far, but that's a trigger.
But I understand. Well, of course, that's what I'm saying is like, China's not just like some sweet little girl and Rob's a maniac. It's like, no, like she did something really crazy. The difference to me and what it comes down to,
it's a trigger.
Like, yes, she took this video of her in their bed with another man. That's horrifying. She didn't post that on the internet. She sent that to him.
Good point.
Fuck you for whatever reason, you know, reasons I don't understand. She sent that to him directly. And what I've noticed, maybe I'm wrong. I hope people correct me. But like, it seems like every time something goes on between them,
he takes it to the internet.
And she likes to keep her crazy, like, in the house.
Yeah.
And he goes on the internet. Like, do you remember, when, like, around the holidays when he, like, filmed the empty house?
And she emptied the entire house and took his snacks.
Ooh.
Like his snack jar was that was cold.
She went low.
Yeah. She would not go
Rob
high.
Loves a snack.
Like to take a man's snacks. Like,
that's hard.
Take his baby's not great, but to take his snacks.
Because I also feel like Rob doesn't love leaving the house, which is probably why he loves the internet so much. Yeah. Exactly. So like.
Because it's like leaving the house, but he doesn't have to leave the house.
Exactly. So like if Instacart wasn't open on Christmas.
Like, that's it.
Shit out of luck.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah. So like, yeah. So I don't know. I think that's like, he always takes it to the next level in a way that I find to be, in many cases, like weird and gross. And it's like, dude. Stop.
Yeah.
But especially in this case, it's like, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, that's like.
Yeah.
And to do this whole, this like disgusting thing of like, he posted some picture of her boobs or something. It was like, the surgeon like made her nipples look like this and I still love you. And like, it's supposed to be like, maybe like funny. And it was like, I don't need your opinion of like what my nipples are supposed to look like.
Sure.
Rob Kardashian Jr.
Well, like, I don't. Yeah. Lisa Bloom said, Mr. Kardashian, you are now on notice. Revenge porn is illegal. Cyberbullying your ex is harassment. China ended your relationship months ago, and she has the right to live as she chooses, work as she chooses, dress as she chooses, date who she chooses, and be intimate with who she chooses. China and I both believe that this is an important women's rights issue, as too many women and girls have been slut-shamed by their exes. It stops now. Your attempt to shame and control her are hereby rejected. So, okay. So
I did get chills when you read that. I did.
Well, you know, it's like—
I'm not proud of it, but I did.
Yeah, no, the old, you know, the old crusty woman inside of me is like, look, if you don't want pictures to get out, don't take them, which is the truth. I mean, look, they can't go out if you don't send them.
Sure.
That is the truth.
Listen, I feel that way about it, too, for myself personally.
Yes.
Like, I know I'm not going to do that unless I feel comfortable knowing that someday the whole world might see them. Like, I feel that way, too, personally about myself. I can't project that feeling onto other people can take as many weird pictures as they want.
Right.
Yeah. I will say, I hope this is the highest profile of these cases. Like, I didn't even remember the Misha Barton one.
Oh, yeah. That just came in. It wasn't
a couple months ago.
And it was a, you know, big deal that she won.
I hope it is like a watershed moment for these kinds of cases, because I do think that this disproportionately affects women versus men.
It does.
Totally.
I mean, there are a ton of cases where women are sending their husband's penis pics out, and it's like saying they're small penises. That's what's going on with that. But yes, women are getting hit harder.
Because especially like you sent me that New Yorker article, like people are uploading those pictures onto like Pornhub and like they're getting disseminated
everywhere.
Yes, the
New Yorker article about the lawyer that Carrie Goldberg,
who's a fucking icon.
It was great.
Yeah, that was
quite the article.
But I don't know. So I guess, do I think that Blac Chyna is – you know, a stand-up kind of person? Probably not, but, like, I don't know that it really matters here. I because, like, I think the online harassment, the cyberbullying, it does go so much harder on women than men.
God,
that
I
don't know, to prove a point that, like, something like this can be very expensive and even illegal is, I think, necessary now.
Totally.
Also, something that got very lost in the shuffle because of the, like, dazzly revenge porn, she claimed that he beat her.
Right.
Really?
And that got totally lost.
Yeah, I didn't even hear about that.
And like, you know, I don't, again, like.
Again.
With Chyna, anything is possible. It is my instinct to believe women when they say these things. And
sure.
Like, I'm going to assume that she's telling the truth until it is like very clear that she's not telling the truth.
Well, he's also clearly wrestling with some demons. Yeah.
I was talking to a dear friend of mine the other day and we were talking about how I think that something very dark is in the future of the Kardashians in the form of death involving Rob Kardashian. Either he's going to kill somebody.
Oh, dear.
Like, I just.
Is he in the Christmas cards anymore?
No.
That is the right question.
No, the Christmas cards show are very, like, woman-focused now. They're on all the women in the family, not including Caitlyn, obviously.
Okay.
It's all about, like, the gals. Like, Rob is so weird, too, with how much he, like, half is in it and half is not in it and, like, admonishes it but is also, like, on the fucking show.
Oh, so he is still on it.
Every now and then. But it was, like, the kind of thing where it was, like, they villainize him on the show. Like, last season it was, like, this whole – or maybe not last season, but, like, when he started dating Chyna, there was, like, a storyline in one of the episodes where Chloe's, like, yeah, like, I don't find out anything from Rob. Like, I had to find this out on the internet, and I had to call him and be like, so is that your girlfriend? Like – and they make him seem really bad on the show, but he still opts to be on it.
I mean, these – it doesn't even do – like, these – I think that these two people, you know – whatever's clever. Like, they're a mess. We know that.
Yeah.
But I do think that, like, you know, I could, like, it is so important for women to have these, like, these two amazing lawyers out there who are, like, fighting for this. Because anyone could get hit, you know, really and truly. Because everyone takes pictures. It's a different game now. Like, I could get hit, you know, like,
well,
truly.
Well, and also, like, this article was saying, Photoshop is so good now.
That's right.
That you don't even
like
need
it.
To send it. That someone really could seamlessly take a picture of someone else's body and put your face on it and put that out there.
And put your address up.
Exactly.
And your phone number.
Yeah,
and where
say,
you work.
Break in and.
That's, like, before I really understood what revenge porn was, I thought it was just, like, people posting naked pictures of other people. And I was like, yeah, that's fucked. And then you get into the details where it's like, and it's every single personal detail about them so that people can find them.
Right.
And, like, it's so dark. Like,
it's really bad, insane. So hopefully Blac Chyna will finesse awareness.
There's no way, by the way, that she's not going to come out ahead here.
No, like, she already is ahead.
Totally,
she already has
ahead.
I think there's a chance that she will take him for everything.
Yeah. You know,
and then she'll get what she's wanted this whole time.
And she's been honest about it the whole time,
the whole time.
What I will say, and we have to wrap up, but I'll say that the picture she posted the next day was so brilliant. It was like four different posts all about her product lines. And she looked angelic with that, like, rainbow unicorn hair situation. And she was just posing, like, in a white outfit, like, hi.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Hey, girl. Hey, what's up?
Yep.
I see you.
Move that product.
Yes. You know they're coming over here to see what you have to say. Move that product.
Yeah. I really, like, very quick, just very, I warmed to Chyna. I watched all of Robin Chyna, obviously. Okay. And I warmed to her because she was so, like, brash and intense until she was around Kris Jenner. And when Kris would walk in the room, she was like, hi. Like, she was so genuinely, like, on edge and terrified around Kris.
She'd been, like, outbossed.
That you could see the difference. Like, when she would be, like, with Rob and yelling at him and, like, throwing shit in the pool and doing all this stuff. And then Kris would come in and she'd be like, hi.
Well, Kris, you know, she runs
she
them
has that
strength.
Power.
Yeah.
She's got demands.
I warmed to her in those moments.
Guys, this was fantastic.
It was great.
I loved it.
Ellen, where can we find you?
You can find me on the internet. You can find me on Twitter. I'm Alan419. That's my birthday.
Your Twitter's so funny, too, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Very funny. And on Instagram, I am Shelley Duvall's Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, I have that there.
So that's where I am on the internet. And I like to think I'm funny on the internet. So
majorly funny.
Take a look.
And thank you so much for doing this.
So much
it
for
went
having
so quickly.
Me. I know.
Brian, we're going to do a little outro, but let's go take a picture with Alan first.
How to be less old.
Hey, everybody, it's Paul Scheer. I host a show called How Did This Get Made over on the Earwolf Network, and I'm inviting you. I'm putting out my hand to you right now and say, come, try it. If you have not tried it yet, come try it. What is our show about? Well, it's about bad movies. It's about bad movies that we love, movies that beguile us, that make us ask questions. We have to get to the bottom of it. I'm joined every week by Jason Manzoukas and June Diane Raphael as we try to get to the bottom to movies that confound us. They are so bad, they are good. They are the movies that are maybe so awesome that we have to talk about how crazy they are, like Fast and the Furious. We talk about movies like The Room. We talk about movies like Green Lantern. We have over 150 episodes to get into, to get to the bottom of. Please join us and also have your opinions heard. That's right. We actually listen to our listeners. If you write in or you call us, we will play those on the show. It's a big fun show. If you like movies, if you like talking about movies, then you'd like to listen to us talk about movies. And we'd love to have you. How did this get made? On earwolf.com.
How to be less old.
I don't know what to say because.
What did we learn?
Well, we learned that even if two people are the worst people, that they can, one can still be worse than the other.
That's right.
And that someone can still be wronged and a victim.
Correct.
Yeah.
And everyone can behave badly, but not everyone is doing something illegal.
Correct.
And that's a real fine line.
It is.
That everyone needs to know about.
You might not like someone's character, but that doesn't mean they deserve punishment.
And if you are, like, posting nudes or anything of that sort, there may be legal action taken.
That's right. Don't just call someone and cuss them out.
Right.
You know?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Leave some poo-poo on their door.
You know, I was accused of that once. I was just talking about it to my friend. No, I was accused of that in college. It still shakes me to my goddamn core.
What are you talking about?
I had
about?
A teacher pull me into an office.
What?
And say to me, Deanna, did you put shit in Molly's mailbox? She said you did.
Molly was like another student?
She was. I was like, what? What? And we had a little beef, Molly and I.
Okay.
I warned her against a guy and then proceeded to hook up with him. Not great. Not my finest moment.
No.
Felt real at the time.
Right.
You know? So she hated me.
Sure.
And she proceeded to get other people to hate me.
Yeah.
Got it. Copy. But that was next level. And then I went to school upstate New York and we went to Canada for the weekend.
Okay.
And so I was like, I was in Canada, you know? And then she's like, well, did your boyfriend do it? The guy I was dating. I'm like, oh, my God. And I still know this teacher. And I actually think at some point I'm going to pull her aside and be like, do you remember when you accused me of the craziest shit anyone has ever accused me of?
I'm gonna say something here.
Okay.
And I want you to think about
okay,
it.
Okay. I'm ready.
I think it was the teacher. I think she was playing a lot.
Stop
here
it.
She was playing mind games.
Wow.
And I think this is a notes on a scandal situation.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
And I like it.
So just,
and I'm going to ask her. I'm going to give her this theory.
Yep.
Did you stick shit in Molly's mailbox?
Yeah.
Off campus?
I would listen. I hope you could play a very long game and stay with this teacher until he or she passes away.
Okay.
And then look for the confession.
Okay.
Yeah.
All options.
Yeah.
Brian, you've been a delight.
I love you.
I love you.
I really do.
I really do.
Yeah.
You're a dream.
So are you.
And I'm excited for your Unsend on August 2nd, Snapchat and ComedyCentral.com.
Yes.
I am excited to see more of your show on the television. So I'll be putting that into the world and hoping that happens.
And we're going on tour, so you can go to throwingshade.com/tour.
And where are you going? Everywhere.
September, October, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, and London in December.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
The queen is going to be the guest.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Solid. You are good at booking guests.
Really good.
I'm Deanna Chang, at Deanna M. Chang. Brian is Brian Safi, at Brian Safi. Congratulations on getting your
Thank
full
you very
government.
Much. I heard the other – a couple weeks ago about your handle problems.
Oh, please,
and I'm glad you fixed them.
Yeah, get involved with that. You can go to Apple Podcasts and find us at How to Be Less Old. And we are on Twitter and Instagram at HTBLO. And that's it, guys. I'm tired. That wore me out.
You did a great job, though.
Thank you. And listen to Throwing Shade on Earwolf.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Bye. Humans, this is Matt Besser from Improv for Humans. It's an improvised podcast where we do a special thing every once in a while we call the narrative experiment, where we actually choose characters for our improvisers. They keep the character throughout the episode, and we basically do a sitcom. Check it out. It's called Mopes. It stars John Gabris, Jess McKim, Eugene Cordero, three of my favorite improvisers. Check it out, humans. Mopes on Improv for Humans.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.